This is the Persuasion Essays page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. Persuasion Essays are another common type of academic writing. This podcast gives information on what a persuasion essay is and types of support to use for this type of essay. On the website, there's also an example persuasion essay on the topic of human activity. So what are persuasion essays? Persuasion essays are similar to discussion essays in that you will present your arguments on a topic. However, instead of presenting a balanced view considering both sides, persuasion essay will focus on one side. To persuade means to convince someone that a particular opinion is the correct one. And so your task when writing a persuasion essay is to convince the reader that your view of the situation is correct. This does not mean you will not consider the other side. Indeed, doing so via counterarguments is an important step in strengthening your own argument. The following are examples of persuasion essay titles. Give your views on same-sex schools. Do you agree that artificial intelligence poses a danger to mankind? Consider whether human activity has made the world a better place. Secondly, then, let's look at types of support for this kind of essay. Most of the types of support used for a persuasion essay are similar to other essay types, such as using facts, reasons, examples, and statistics. If it's a longer researched essay, then using evidence from sources with appropriate citations will also be essential. There are, however, two types of support which are particularly useful for this type of essay, namely predicting the consequences and counter-arguments. Let's look at both of these in more detail. Beginning with predicting the consequence. Predicting the consequence helps the reader understand what will happen if something does or does not happen. This type of support will therefore usually be introduced with if. For example, to convince your readers that same-sex schools are disadvantageous, you might say, "If students do not go to mixed schools, they will lose many opportunities to interact with members of the opposite sex, which may hurt them in their development of important social skills." Avoid exaggerating the consequences. For instance, telling the reader, "If students do not go to mixed schools, they will be shy and will not be able to talk to members of the opposite sex," exaggerates the consequences of going to single-sex schools and will make your argument less persuasive. Counterarguments now. Counterarguments consider the opposition's point of view, then present arguments against it. To be counter to means to be against. Showing that you are aware of other arguments will strengthen your own. This is often the most difficult type of support, as you will need to think who the opposition is, consider their view, and think of a good response. Counterarguments are often presented first in a paragraph. Useful language for this type of support are phrases such as "opponents claim that," "however," or transition signals such as "although." The following are examples of counterarguments for an essay on same-sex schools. Although it has been suggested that same-sex schools make children more focused on study, it is generally agreed that children of the same sex are more likely to talk with each other during class time. Opponents of mixed-sex schools claim that it is more difficult for students to concentrate when there are members of the opposite sex studying close to them. However, it is much easier for students to be distracted by members of the same sex. That's the end of this podcast. Remember, if you want to see an example persuasion essay, please visit the website.